Hello, my name is Mike Guerin, and I'm your Carroll County District 4 Commissioner. I'm very excited about this great opportunity to serve you, the taxpayers, and I want to thank everybody in District 4 for your overwhelming support through the primary and the general election. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Carroll County form of government, we're divided into five different districts. District 3 is the center. You imagine districts 1 through 4 in a clockwise pattern. So District 4 is in the southwest corner of the county and includes Mount Airy, Winfield, Taylorsville, the western parts of Sykesville, and some of the southern parts of Westminster. The lines were redrawn last winter, so they have changed from previous years. The commission form of government is very common. We have five commissioners. 11 of the 23 counties in Maryland employ it, and it works well. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's not an anomaly to have a commissioner form of government, and it has served particularly Carroll County well in the past. A little bit about myself. I'm a proud graduate of South Carroll High School. I completed college in North Carolina. Then I spent almost 8 years on active duty in the military before moving back to Carroll County in 2000. During that time, I attended the University of Maryland School of Public Affairs, where I received a master's in public policy. I've been married for 25 years. I have three children, and I live in Mount Airy. I'm a lifelong Republican and not new to Carroll County or the issues we face. My experience running for public office actually goes back to 2002 when I ran for an open seat to the Maryland House of Delegates. I didn't win. But in 2006, I was elected to the Carroll County Republican Central Committee and spent 4 years there. I also spent 4 years serving on the Carroll County Planning and Zoning Commission. I knew then that the issue of growth and development were important ones, and I'm proud of the work we did on the establishment of what we called at the time adequacy standards. They were developed to ensure that growth and development would not outpace community services, school capacity, roads, fire, EMS, police, things like that. It wasn't a perfect solution, but it helped greatly to manage and simply account for housing starts during a period of tremendous growth here in Carroll County, a lot of change as well. I opposed high-density housing in Carroll County then, and I still oppose it today. I decided to run for commissioner because I'm concerned about Carroll's future. We, the people, you and me, for far too long have been on what I have been talking to people about. I've been calling it autopilot. We've been on autopilot for far too long in terms of local government, town councils, mayor seats, school boards, etc. The decisions of local leaders should always reflect the values of the people, which is why local elections matter so much. It is so important to start paying attention to your local elections. I can't stress that enough, and I will continue to do so. Local elections matter greatly. Please don't forget that. I believe that Carroll County values are conservative values. I think that holds true for much more of Maryland than people realize, and it certainly holds true for a majority of families across this great country of ours. Montgomery, Frederick, and Howard counties are not the models for a future Carroll County. That's what I believe. And I believe we can do better, and we must do better, for our families, farms, schools, neighborhoods, and our children. Look no further than those neighboring counties to see examples of failed left-wing policies and the policymakers that advocate them. The funding of police, outrageous regulations and taxes that choke businesses out of business, high property taxes, wasteful spending, the overt politicization of school curriculums, traffic congestion, crime, and out-of-control regulations that penalize farmers. These policies are failures, and I will always oppose them. I look forward to working with my fellow commissioners and the many dedicated employees of the Carroll County government to make Carroll County an even better place to live than it already is. I believe that every, and I do mean every, county dollar needs to be spent wisely, and that we should prioritize those projects and initiatives that touch and improve the most lives. What is needed is a comprehensive overview by we, the commissioners, of all projects and funding priorities. I believe that. Everything will receive a thorough review. Everything. And while doing so, I will press the need to develop a vision for where we want to take Carroll County in the next 4 years. It's important to know where we want to take it, and it's important to know where we do not want to take it. One of the first actions we took was a selection of various boards and commission assignments, and I am very pleased to have been selected to sit as the commissioner representative on the very important Emergency Services Advisory Council. It's also known as ESAC. The ESAC is playing a major role in the transformation to a county fire and EMS department. I'm also proud to have been seated on the Opioid Senior Policy Group. This is a state organization, a state group. You'll be hearing much more from me on these important groups and many other things over the next 4 years. And I hope to hear from you, the citizens of the Carroll County, in the next 4 years. I'm proud to be serving you, and God bless America. Thank you.
In open session on April 13th, Commissioner Guerin announced Carroll County's participation in this week's National Work Zone Awareness Week.
I'm going to use my time this morning for Priority Carroll to discuss the county's recognition of April 17th to the 21st as National Work Zone Awareness Week. I think this is a timely declaration given the horrific events on the Baltimore Beltway a few weeks ago, which directly touched Carroll County lives. If I'm not mistaken, it was a father and son, which is absolutely horrific. And just anecdotally, we all are out on the roads and we see how people are behaving or not behaving on the roads nowadays. It seems like it's much worse. So it's my honor to read this for all to hear for immediate release. Carroll County recognizes April 17th to 21st as National Work Zone Awareness Week. Carroll County government will recognize that week as National Work Zone Awareness Week. The county will have a variety of activities for the 2023 week-long commemoration to include a Work Zone Safety Training Day, a kickoff event, Go Orange Day, social media storm, and a moment of silence. National Work Zone Awareness Week is an annual spring campaign held at the start of construction season to encourage safe driving through highway work zones. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners will read a proclamation at a kickoff event at the Carroll County Maintenance Center on Meadow Branch Road at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, April 18th. Carroll County recognizes the contributions of those who work in roadway construction and maintenance, as well as traffic engineers, traffic operations personnel, law enforcement, emergency personnel, and others who work environments include the open road and honor those who have been injured or lost in the line of duty, and ask motorists to keep these workers in mind as you travel. Crashes can be prevented by ignoring distractions, staying alert, using extreme caution, reducing speed, obeying signage and flaggers, and giving a construction area your undivided attention when approaching and entering a work zone. Carroll County is dedicated to ensuring the safety of work zones and are committed to raising driver awareness with the aid of automated enforcement and other education and enforcement efforts to prevent crashes and injuries. Join us, the Carroll County Board of Commissioners and the county, in recognizing the importance of work zone safety every day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the District 4 podcast. You can learn more about Commissioner Guerin at carrollcountymd.gov/GUERIN.